headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess and Leah with your 9am headlines. In local news, Stephen Miles is now Queensland's 40th Premier after a ceremony on Friday evening where he was elected uncontested by the Labor Party. In his first speech as Premier, he focused on new legislation such as raising the emissions reduction plan's target to 75% by 2035, new plans for urban growth, and a consulting body called the Queensland Leaders Forum to unite businesses, industries, unions, and communities together for efficient solutions. His predecessor, Anastasia Palaszczuk, will resign from office at the end of January next year.
A 10-year-old girl is in critical condition after being struck by lightning outside her home in Birrawa on the Sunshine Coast. Southeast Queensland endured fierce electrical storms over the weekend, with more than 300,000 lightning strikes recorded hitting the area. A man in his 60s is recovering in hospital in a stable condition after also being struck by lightning further south in Biggera waters on the Gold Coast.
In national news, Australia's tax ombudsman criticises the Australian Tax Office's recent campaign to collect historical debts from tax refunds after receiving mass customer complaints. The criticism focuses on the current legislation's oversight over how collecting debt may force one into a position of financial insecurity. The ATO has responded, saying they'll consider their approach in the campaign, but continue processing debts through future refunds or credits.
Australian teachers are rallying this afternoon in Bankstown, New South Wales, at the Australian Education Minister's office for change in how the conflict in Israel and Palestine is allowed to be discussed in schools. The teachers are calling on Minister for Education, Jason Clare, to permit discussions about Palestine and a ceasefire during school hours, and to speak out on a permanent end to the attacks. The protest will be joined by Palestinian youths, experienced teachers, and other speakers to comment on how their experiences with how the conflict has affected them.
In international news, a 17-year-old boy will be returned to his grandmother after disappearing during a two-week holiday family holiday in 2017. Then 11-year-old Alex Betty was travelling with his mother and grandfather in Spain when he did not return home as scheduled. Inquiries into his whereabouts were unsuccessful until he was found walking along a road in southern France last week. Betty told French officials that he had been living in a nomadic spiritual community with his family in Spain, Morocco and France for the past 6 years.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band.
That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Good news! 4ZZZ accommodation notices are back.